Christmas Day, when you threw all your clothes in the snow, when you burnt your hair and knocked over chairs. I just tried to stay out of your way, but when you fell asleep with blood on your teeth, I just got in my car and drove away. Listen to me.
Good morning to all my listeners this morning. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is a pleasure to be back on air with you all this morning. Back from my normal slot for 7 a.m. Some of you may know I had trainees in last couple of weeks, but this week I'm back to just me. And keep an eye out. I may or may not have some guests on later in the semester, but at least for today, it is just me, myself, and I. I've got a very fun playlist planned. So what you just heard was So Much Wine by Phoebe Bridgers, which is one of her Christmas singles. She releases a single for Christmas nearly every year, and this was one of the more recent ones. And it features someone, and I'll be honest, I don't exactly know who it's featured. You know what? This is going to be an exploration for all of us. Let's view the song credits on Spotify. performed by Phoebe Bridgers, written by Brett Sparks and Rennie Sparks, produced by Phoebe Bridgers, Ethan Gruska, and Tony Berg. Okay, but you can hear in that song that there's another voice in the background, like a male voice in the background. So I wonder who that is. My sort of, you know, personal theory is that it's Paul Mescal from when they were dating, which was a few years ago, which is when this song came out. Apparently he is not nice, according to the media. So I don't know what to make of that information. I like his movies, so I don't think I'm gonna put too much stock in that. But, you know, maybe that's problematic of me. Who knows? Anyways, so that was So Much Wine by Phoebe Bridgers. And then next up is a song by Brandi Carlile off her album Bear Creek, which is from quite a few years ago at this point, I believe. Yeah, 2012. Which, you know, isn't that long ago, but in the grand scheme of music, 12 years, 12 plus years is a pretty long time. So she's obviously changed a lot as an artist since then, but I feel like she has stuff from every album that is definitely worth a listen, and I think this song is one of them. So here we go with That Wasn't Me by Brandi Carlile.
Hang on, just hang on for a minute. I've got something to say. I'm not asking you to move on or forget it, but these are better days. To be wrong all along and admit it is not amazing grace. But to be loved like a song you remember even when you've changed. Tell me, did I go on a tangent? Did I let it through my teeth? Did I cause you to stumble on your feet? Did I bring shame on my family? Did it sound I was weak? Whatever you see, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Oh, that wasn't me. When you're lost, you will toss every lucky coin you'll ever trust. And you'll hide from your God like he ever turns his back on us. Then you fall all the way to the bottom and land on your own knife. And you'll learn you are, even if it doesn't take your life. Tell me, did I go on a tangent? Did I let it through my teeth? Did I cause you to stumble on your feet? Did I bring shame on my family? Did it show? Whatever you see, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Oh, that wasn't me. But I want you to know that you'll never be alone. I wanna believe. Do I make myself a blessing to everyone I meet? When you fall, I will get you on your feet. Do I spend time with my family? Did it show when I was weak? When that's what you see, that will be me. That will be me. That will be me. that would be me.
Who am I? Rambling at my reflection in the rearview light, following a stranger, praying for a fight. Oh, the strength to get back on my knees again. This light, glowing neon in the corner of my mind, burns and burns but leaves no warmth behind. I kinda wish you'd just done it in the dark. Oh God, we're here again. It all slows down to lines in the sand. Will I give out only that which I myself was given? Where is all the mercy that was promised us? Perhaps we ask too much. Could have just as well been me, brought before them head down in that midday heat, only defined by my most heinous deed. Trace a finger through the dust.
You just heard Stone Catcher off of Marcus Mumford's self-titled album, and that was actually featuring Phoebe Bridgers. And a few weeks ago, I played a song off that same album that was featuring Brandi Carlile, and so I felt like it was a nice tie-in between my first song by Phoebe, my second song by Brandi, and this song kind of married them together. So after that one, I'm going to play a song that I just actually heard all of 20 minutes ago, and it was playing when I came in. And so if you were listening to this station like 30, 35 minutes ago, you may have heard this song already, but I thought it was a lot of fun, and so I'm going to go ahead and play it again. And that song is Bluebeard by the Cocteau Twins. I think I'm saying their name right. I don't know a ton of their music, but I remember hearing some of their stuff last year when I was with some friends getting ready for a party, and I remember liking it. So I wasn't all that surprised that I ended up liking this song as well. So here's Bluebeard, and I hope you enjoy. That was Bluebeard by the Cocteau Twins. Cocteau? Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. I thought that was a fun song, and I hope you did too. Now, getting up this morning was not the most pleasant endeavor because so first of all, I woke up, it was 48 degrees outside. That's a little horrifying. And you know, I love a good cold morning. I love, you know, some nice chilly weather, but not when I have to get up and walk to the radio station for a 7 a.m. show. That is sort of where I draw the line. I will say, better than last year when I would have to get up at, you know, 4:30 or 5:30 to come for a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock show. But, you know, still, I don't know if 48 degrees right when I wake up in the morning is like the best thing when I have to walk all the way across campus to the radio station. Now, that being said, I am very excited for the fall seasonal shift that is currently, you know, commencing. I've noticed a ton of really great fall foliage lately, and the weather has finally been cooperative enough to wear, you know, jeans and a sweatshirt or jeans and a t-shirt. And it's just been very, very pleasant lately, which I've really appreciated. And in the spirit of that, in the spirit of fall weather, and then, of course, it being October with Halloween coming up, I recently watched the movie Practical Magic, which it was so good. Perhaps one of my new favorite Halloween movies, even though it's not explicitly necessarily Halloween, it's more just like a fall witchy, spooky-ish kind of movie. So watched that recently. It was very, very good. If you haven't seen it, definitely recommend. But there's a scene in that movie where the two main characters and their two aunts that raised them, at this point they're all adults, are dancing in the kitchen making frozen margaritas, and the what's it called? The song that's playing in the background is Coconut by Harry Nilsson. And so I thought I would play that one this morning, because it's, you know, adjacently in a stretch, in a long sort of way, related to the fall weather. So here we go with Coconut.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
nothing you can take. I say, woo, to relieve your belly ache. You say, well, woo.
That song is a lot of fun. And if you can imagine Nicole Kidman from about 25 years ago, or actually 26? It's just about exactly 25 years ago. Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock, dancing around a really cool, you know, magical witch kitchen with their frozen drinks in hand, dancing around to that song. That's kind of the vibe I'm going for how much fun I want to be having in my everyday life. Now, I can't guarantee that every single class I attend this semester is going to be that much fun, nor every study session, but, you know, I'm going to try to sprinkle a little bit of fun into all of my adventures this semester. And since it is just about the halfway mark of the show, I'm going to go ahead and read the PSA for the hour. And this one is actually very apropos for those of you who may or may not be listening down in Florida. Now, obviously, we know Florida just had Hurricane Helene. I don't know. Different people have been saying it differently. And that was pretty devastating. You know, pretty wet in terms of water, as some might say. You know, some might say. But anyways, there's now another hurricane on its way to Florida. I don't know if it's made landfall yet. I don't think it has. But Hurricane Milton, it is, I think they were saying, the second largest hurricane ever recorded, or second largest ever seen in the Atlantic, or something like that. Some record-breaking hurricane. And it also is going to have a 12-foot storm surge in Tampa, apparently. There's mandatory evacuation orders all over the place, but of course, you know, Floridians are deciding to not evacuate. So if you are in that area and you are, you know, being told to evacuate, definitely, you know, listen to what the experts are saying. And if all the meteorologists and government officials are saying evacuate, you should probably do that. I'm no expert on the matter, obviously, but I like to listen to the experts on matters such as these. So anyways, in the spirit, I'm going to be reading a storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And like I said, please just be careful if you are in the path of this storm or any others that perhaps are swirling out in the ocean at the moment. And of course, for those of you listening up in New England, right now it's more of just a rainy time of year, but pretty soon, and honestly, it could be this month even, it's going to start being snow season. And so it's important to be prepared for shoveling or salting the sidewalks, that kind of thing, making sure to drive carefully. And I remember, I guess it was a few years ago at this point, but it had snowed pretty heavily in like a couple of days leading up to Halloween. And so it was really cold on Halloween itself, and there was snow all over. And then, I just had a big yawn. I think it was back when I was in elementary school, so at this point it was probably at least 10 years ago. There was a big snowstorm, I believe on Halloween itself, or maybe it was the day before, but it downed a huge tree on the street next to mine, and so we weren't able to trick-or-treat, like, all the way down that street. We had to go down half of it, then go all the way around the block to go down the other half of it. which, you know, we probably would have gone to those houses for trick-or-treating anyways, but it was just, you know, crazy that, like, there was snow all over the ground and this giant tree blocking the entire road. So, anyways, point being, just be careful whether there's a hurricane afoot or a blizzard sometime. Just, you know, be careful and watch the Weather Channel. It's important. Anyways, that's enough yapping. I feel like I've yapped quite a bit. So now you are going to hear another Brandi Carlile. And this is Letter to the Past from her more recent album, In These Silent Days. So here's Letter to the Past. Okay, I may have fibbed a little bit. Actually, we are listening to I Wish I Was the Moon by Nico Case because Spotify is telling me I can't listen to the Brandi Carlile song. So enjoy I Wish I Was the Moon.
Now I've freezing hands and bloodless veins, as numb as I've become. I'm so tired. I wish I was the moon tonight. Last night I dreamt I'd forgotten my name, 'cause I sold my soul, but I woke just the same. I'm so lonely, I wish I was the moon tonight.
Apologies for the malfunction on my end with that one. I was trying to play that Brandi Carlile song and I click play and there was no sound coming out. And then I get a little notification on Spotify that says song is unavailable, which is really weird. It shouldn't be unavailable. So I wonder if Spotify is just having some issues, or maybe my connection is weird. But anyways, instead you just heard I Wish I Was the Moon by Nico Case. And next up is a Lucy Dacus song. As some of you may know if you listen to my show, I play her pretty frequently. And this is from her, I believe, most recent solo album, which came out before the most recent stint of Boy Genius stuff. This is from Home Video, and the song is Hot and Heavy. So please enjoy Hot and Heavy by Lucy Dacus.
Being back here makes me hot in the face. Hot blood in my pulsing veins. Heavy memories weighing on my brain. Hot and heavy in the basement of your parents' place. You used to be so sweet. Now you're a firecracker on a crowded street. Couldn't look away even if I wanted. Try to walk away but I come back to the start.
Stronger than people. so bad. You don't come around here anymore. Worse than that, nothing's really helping. I've been thinking about drinking again. It's alright if you finally stop caring. Just don't go and tell someone that does. Even though I know there's hope in every morning song, find that melody alone. Her name became the flame unto the fire, a magpie on a wire warned of the hope. Dead unto the high, shamelessly alive unto the low. That it would. Worse than that, it seems to be lasting just a little longer than it should. It's alright if you finally stop caring. Just don't go and tell someone that does.
That was Morning Song by the Avett Brothers. I felt like that was appropriate because it's the morning, obviously. But, you know, it's a good song to wake up to, I guess, because it's one of those that sort of like starts out a little bit chiller and then picks up a little bit. And then by the end, it's like it's pretty, you know, rootin' tootin'. I don't know. I couldn't think of a good word to describe it. So there we go. Rootin' tootin'. Anyways, moving on from that. What are all of your plans for the holiday weekend? I hope everyone has Monday off of work. But if not, I hope you're at least able to get out and enjoy the fall weather on Saturday and Sunday. Personally, I am headed out to California. I'm going camping in Yosemite National Park. I've never been out there, so I'm very excited. But flying into San Francisco, spending the day there on Friday, and then I'll be heading to Yosemite Saturday and Sunday. So I'm super excited. back on Monday for class on Tuesday, so super thrilling times. But I felt like, you know, a 3-day weekend, especially if I don't have classes on Friday, so really a 4-day weekend, that's the perfect amount of time to go and do like a little weekend getaway. So that is what I'm up to this weekend. I'm sure my brother, who is a senior in high school, probably has a soccer tournament or some games of some sort, which I need to ask when his games are so I can go to some of them, because I really do want to go to some of them this season. And at this point, the season's like halfway over, because it's, you know, we're already well into October. So yeah, I guess that's my update about the weekend. But before we can get to the weekend, I am sure many of you, most of you, all of you have a busy week before that. Personally, you know, this Tuesday today and then Wednesday, Thursday after are very jam-packed, full of classes and finishing up assignments and just making sure I can get everything done before I head off on my little adventure. So I'm sure I'm going to have some late nights. I'm going to have plenty of studying, but, you know, there comes a time in every college student's life that it's time to lock in, and this week is my week to lock in. So I am not sure. This is my little segue, so just bear with me. I'm making this up on the fly. I'm not sure if I'm going to live or die with all this studying. And so let's listen to Live and Die by the Avett Brothers. See what I did there? I thought that was really clever. You can ignore me. Okay, here we go. Live and Die.
Just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit, out and away through the screen door to the love you and more. I wanna find you and more. Where do you reside when you're high? How can I find you? 'Cause I wanna send you and more. I wanna tempt you and more. Can you tell that I am alive? Let me prove it. We'll be right back.
That was Live and Die by the Avett Brothers, and I promise we're done with the Avett Brothers for this week, because I feel like I've played a lot. Or maybe it's just been the two. Yeah, I guess maybe just today has just been the two Avett Brothers songs, but I feel like I play a lot of their stuff, so we are going to move on from them for the rest of the show. Now, I just want to leave you all with a parting message that, you know, it can definitely be a stressful time of year for a lot of us. It can be busy at work or busy in school. I know a lot of people here at Tufts are stressed over midterms and, you know, some of their first big involved assignments like research projects or papers or just, you know, lots of homework and studying going on. But it's just important to remember that it's also a really beautiful time of year. So when you're feeling stressed, you can always go out, go for a little walk, get some fresh air, talk to a friend, call someone, write a letter to someone, journal. Personally, I think after this, I'm going to go back to my dorm and change and then go for a run. It's still probably a little bit cold outside, but I also have not gone running in a little while, so I'd like to get some exercise. But anyways, this is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the last song I have for you today is Baby Hold On by The Chicks. So please enjoy. And I'll see you next week.
Good to see you smile.